The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment in what was spoken to her to her by the Lord." The Gospel of the Lord. If we pay attention, we can recognize both grandeur and lowliness in this gospel scene. The grandeur is the presence of God and Jesus, and the lowliness is the littleness in the eyes of the world of two mothers of no significance who are meeting each other, and two children that greet each other. In the world, this would seem not much of an event. Ordinary, humdrum encounter. But what it reveals is the true values of God. See, God chose to send his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to take a body in the world, to enter into the world first in Mother Mary's womb, showing the value of life in the moment of conception, as the Church has always valued life following Jesus, and to be born of a woman. What the Lord is showing in his valuing, then, is the value of motherhood, family life, and that he chose Joseph to be his foster father, and the presence of God in the ordinary circumstances of marriage, family, work. This harkens that back how it was supposed to be in the beginning. In the Garden of Eden, God created man, male and female, and he called them to become one flesh, to bear fruit with children. If you notice, in the Garden of Eden, there was no temple of God. That was because everywhere that family went was to be a place of worship of the Lord. Only after sin did God feel it was necessary to create a separated temple, a place of worship, because people forgot his presence and ran after idols and so many false images of him. And even over time, they almost completely forgot him, so that he chose his people, Israel, his chosen people, and placed a temple within them. In their way of understanding, he gave them a concrete, visible manifestation of his presence. In the Old Testament temple, they marked off the place they called the Holy of Holies, where they had the Ark of the Covenant, considered the most holy place within the holy temple itself. And the sign that God was pleased with this was that His holy Shekinah, a cloud, came down upon that particular area in the temple as a sign manifesting His presence to the people of Israel. Now, in the New Testament, we do not have that same sign, physical manifestation. But in fact, we have a greater presence of the Lord. We have God Himself in Jesus. So we can truly say that Mary is a new Ark of the Covenant. And wherever she goes, she brings the presence of Jesus. She is an Ark of the Covenant where she goes. She is a tabernacle of the Lord. So what we see here then is the presence of the Lord being brought to Elizabeth through Mary, who was in perpetual adoration for 9 months. And you see some of the first acts that the Lord inspired, the Holy Spirit inspired Mary to do, was to reach out in charity and to bring the presence of God to probably somebody going through difficulties. Elizabeth, according to the gospel, was much older, perhaps even 90 years old. Having a child, we can just imagine. And then this calls to us to recognize the presence of God in the midst of marriage and family as God designed it, in the midst of daily work, daily activities. And it points to us a meditation we can have now, and we should have throughout the year. See, part of Christian meditation is we meditate upon the things of Jesus Christ. It's not just about nice music, or in the tradition, actually, we enter into silence, sometimes of mental prayer, in which we picture biblical scenes, could be a means, and enter into that scene, recognizing the presence of Jesus, even talking and recognizing who is there. At this time leading to Christmas, we have these very visual scenes. Mary and Joseph journeying to Bethlehem. And then at Christmas, the nativity scene, which we can contemplate. I tell you, if you have challenges, difficulties, anxiety, this is a place of peace that you can never return to. I tell you too, we have here in this scene a certain free therapy. Yes, therapy. The therapy is radiation therapy, as one priest I know says. The radiation of love, which comes especially in the form of Eucharistic adoration. So if you want to be living in the peace of the Lord, take hold of that Eucharistic adoration, hour for a week. Take hold of the rosary every day. These are the means that will keep you in peace. This is the divine therapy of the Lord. The centering in Jesus, just to come and to be and contemplate that baby Jesus with Mother Mary. This is the grandeur in our midst which the Lord presents to us, which remains hidden to the world. And we can always take hold of that. Always enter into that place, not just now, but throughout the whole year. If we pay attention here in the readings, there's another sign of that. In the prophecy that the Messiah would be born from Bethlehem, Bethlehem, in its etymology, means the house of bread. So what we hear, then, is not only a prophecy of the Messiah to come, but that the Messiah would be born in a house of bread. Where do we see the Messiah in the house of bread? It is in the Eucharist that Jesus comes to us under the form of bread, which is after the consecration, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, his true body, which we receive then as we enter into communion and grace. So what we have here then is the Lord coming to us and wishing to reside with us in all the tabernacles of the world. You can tell the children, where is the baby Jesus? He is here. This little box, the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies for us. The same child Jesus whom Mother Mary carried, the same child Jesus that greeted Elizabeth's child. Then we can look and see the values of God. He wants to bring us the presence of God. He values life from the moment of conception. He values marriage in his creation. He values our daily works. And he calls us to live in his peace, meditating on the simple image of a mother, a child, a foster father, Saint Joseph, which can carry us through as we journey with them. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.